Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How was your last weekend? How was last week? Did you enjoy spring break? Did you have fun in the sun? Did you enjoy Easter? Did you enjoy fun with your family? These things are very important about Easter. But the main thing that we overlook is why was Easter so important? I know we had egg hunts, family outings, people brought new clothes or outfits for Easter Sunday. But what was the real reason behind Easter? Easter was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And what made this death different from any other death is that someone gave up their life for you to have a right at everlasting life, a chance at a new beginning, a new start. But it's up to you to take that start. It's about having a clean slate. But sometimes we forget that it's all about sacrifice. In Christianity, you have faith. There is no faith without no sacrifice. The greater the faith, the greater the sacrifice. Sometimes we don't want to give up nothing because we want to live comfortable. We don't want to give up our boyfriend that ain't no good because we're comfortable. We don't want to give up a dead-end job because it's comfortable. We love to be comfortable. In other words, what I'm saying is that if Jesus was comfortable and lazy, he would never came down for us to have a chance at everlasting life, because some of us right now are very comfortable. We don't move for nothing. We don't do nothing. We just fat and lazy and sloppy. You ever notice that the more smarter a society gets, the more lazy and fat they get? I'm not being negative, but I'm just saying to go to the next level, you have to sacrifice something. You have to give up something. Sometimes the thing that you hold on to the most is the one thing that you really got to give up on the most to go to the next level in life. What I'm saying is the crucifixion is about giving up something for something else. See, Jesus Christ gives up his body in the physical form for his life in the spiritual form. Let me repeat that. The crucifixion signifies that Jesus Christ gives up his earthly body, earthly realm, to be in his spiritual realm. See, one thing that we have to realize is that one thing reflects the other. If your spiritual walk is terrible, your physical walk is going to be terrible. As it is in heaven, as it is on earth, remember that. One reflects the other. One is no greater than the other. I know a lot of people have spirituality. I ain't knocking it. But what are you really willing to give up? What are you really willing to do to go to the next room, the next level? Are you willing to give up your job? Well, there's a parable in the Bible that there was this rich dude that came to Jesus and said, "What do I have to do to follow you?" He said, "Give up all your earthly possessions." The dude walked away. He said, "I'm not going to do that." See, because he found comfort in being rich on earth, but he didn't understand that it was greater for him to have wealth in heaven than it is in earth. And see, that's a lot of problem now. We're so at peace with the earth form that you forgot that the spirit got to go somewhere. Remember that when you die, your spirit, your soul got to go somewhere, heaven or hell. Remember that. I'm going to give a shout out to Ruby and Gatton, Stacy, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, to my nieces and nephew. Welcome to Food for the Soul. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at welbnr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's welbnr112@gmail.com. Or check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. Food for the Soul menu. Coming up next, this is Lantern. Moroccan potato casserole and drink autumn in New York. Food for the Soul thought is going to reflect the topic of the subject of today. Sometimes you got to give up something to get something. Don't always take something for nothing. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, I know we look at life from one way or the other of our younger people to get a regular job and struggle with a 9-to-5 and be broke because they're making fast cash, thousands of dollars a day, selling drugs or whatever, living a good life, or they think it's a good life. Sometimes they think what they're doing is so good. I got all the clothes. I got all the cars. I got all these nice homes. I'm living good, eating good. I'm partying like a rock star. What would happen that day when you get a knock on your door and the Fed or the feds or somebody? Yeah, I know that it feels good to have money in your pocket. We all like money in our pocket. I know it feels good to have this young honey on your arm, this eye candy everybody else wants, but you got her. And you got her looking good in name brand shoes, dresses, and she's the talk of the town. Yeah, it feels good. You're a celebrity in the drug world. But what happens when you go to court for every deed? Don't go unrewarded, good or bad. No matter what you do, there's a good and there's a bad. See, I know it's hard to struggle, but you don't want to go to prison because then when you come out, the struggle is even real. Because it's harder to find a job. It's hard to move out of your circumstances. See, the system already was set up for you to fail. And you don't want to get caught up in trap. See, that's the main topic of this story for today, a trap. See, traps are slick and cunning. The one thing about a true trap, you don't know you're in it until you realize you're in it. And anything can be a trap. You can be a trap. You can get your marriage can be a trap. Your job can be a trap. Your circumstances can be a trial. Your thought process can be a trial. See, traps don't come in one form. They come in many forms. That's why I make the hunter and the prey the prey. See, a good hunter would design a trap to catch the prey that he's trying to catch. See, and that's how it works. See, the hunter knows that this dude like nice cars. He like 28s. He like TVs in the headrest. He like pretty women. He like fast cash. He's a baller. He likes to buy the bar out. So I'm going to put him on this path. No, I can't tell him. His mama can't tell him nothing. His best friends can't tell him nothing. His daddy can't talk to him. The pastor can't say nothing because you know what? He got it in mind. I'm not going to get caught up. I'm different from everybody else. Until you get a knock on the door or the door kick in. Now he's in front of the judge. They'll just give him 10 to 15 years behind bars, and you got to say 80% before he can get out. See, that's a trap. The drug war is a trap. And it happened to so many young people today getting caught up. When I say your marriage can be a trap, sometimes you can be with somebody that is not designed for you, but you want to make it work, so you decide to make it work. Now this person is being abusive to you mentally, physically, and emotionally. They treat you like nothing because it's a trap. See, you want to be with somebody that builds you up, not tear you down. You want to be with somebody that's on your side, the good, the bad, the ugly, or whatever. You want your wife or your husband to be your best friend. I know a lot of women say, I don't want to marry my best friend because it might ruin the relationship. What the heck? You don't want to marry your best friend, somebody that has your best interests at heart. Now you're out here searching and searching, looking on the internet, looking on dating sites, meeting people, sexing them. And now you're trying to start a relationship built on sex because the sex was good, but nothing else was good, but the sex was great. That's not a relationship. That's a lustship. You're getting it twisted, people. I'm saying, why don't you want to marry your best friend? I never got that in women. More women say that more so than ever. I don't want to marry my best friend. I want to find somebody else. But see, the problem is you go out and what you find, a mess. See, you go find somebody that's looking at you for all the wrong reasons. But see, now you're trapped off in this idealistic world, in a fantasy that, oh, this person loves me. They're going to treat me good. Yeah, they might do it good for a minute. But years down the road, what happened? It falls apart. You know why so many marriages fall apart? Because people marry people they don't really know. They just know it feels good for the moment. They're saying all the right things at the moment. But that's how a trap works. So it gets sprung. Now, years later, this real person show up. And now you're like, oh, my God. I did not know he was like that. Or I did not know she was like that. Because, see, you fall into a trap. The representative is the best, y'all. The representative ain't no joke. Don't get trapped by being foolish in your ideology about life. You want somebody that's on your team, a good teammate, somebody that can take care of you in your sick and dying days, or you feel like you're dying because that food is cutting your back side. See, you want to marry your friend because, see, your friend will make you laugh, make you cry, uplift you, tell you the truth. You don't want a relationship. What kind of relationship do you want? Fantasy. Every day is going to be great. There's not going to be no heartache. No pains. We're just going to live happily ever after. That's a trap fantasy. You're a trap starting a trap fantasy because there's no such thing as happily ever after. See, you gotta take the good, the bad, and then you have it, the facts of life. Sometimes we don't even want to get caught up in the facts of life because we want everything to be so good. We want everything to feel so good. We want the great life. We think we deserve it because we look a certain way. So what, you think you look good? You're not the only one that look good. Get over yourself. Some people get trapped off in the ideology that they're better than everybody else, or they SHIT don't stink, or they got a better vision than anybody else. How is so? When you are failing at everything else that you do. See, it's hard for some people to face the fact that they're in a trap because they don't understand that the trap they're sprung and they're stuck. Being on drugs is a trap. A lot of people get this idea that drugs is going to get me out of my situation. It's just a cheap, feel-good experience to hide your real pain. And now you're going to create two problems. First, the initial problem, and now the drug problem. So now you got to deal with the drug problem to get to the other problem that you could have just tackled from the start with. Ownership is very important. I say it more than one time. You've got to have ownership to get ahead. You've got to look at where you went wrong, how it went wrong, and move on. You can't blame nobody else. You can't blame mama. You can't blame daddy. You can't blame whoever. But you got to have ownership. Stop living in the past. You got to grow. People make mistakes. Move on. It's life. That's why Jesus died on the cross. So we have a second chance. He know mankind was already making a mistake. Thanks for the beginning of time. There's nothing new. But the thing is, today everybody thinks they got a better way. No, no, you don't. No, you don't. Because you want to know why? The hunter is bent on his job since the beginning of time. And he took half of heaven with him. So he know what he's doing. You just foolish in thinking that you can handle it. Remember this. The devil told God, I'm going to walk through and fall through the earth to see whom I may destroy. So we all can get caught up in a trap. We just don't know when or how it's going to get sprung. That's why we always got to have faith and be prayed up and hope that we make it from one day to the next, because we don't know. There's nobody greater than the next person. We got this idea that I'm so good. Well, if you're so good, why are you divorced like everybody else? Why are you a single parent like everybody else? You're not that better than nobody else. Why are you working from check to check? You're not no better than... See, that's a trap, y'all. The trap of pride is a trap. Self-pride, self-righteousness is a trap. Like I'm saying, you're divorced. You're a single parent. What makes you so different from any other single parent that went to college, that got a good job? Nothing. You're no better than nobody else. What makes you so good when you got the same kind of common enemy that the next man got? See, some people got this thing in their head that, oh, I'm good, I'm better. No, you're not. You're still struggling. If you're not a millionaire, if you're not in the Hamptons, if you're still struggling paying check from check to check, you're just regular. Stop thinking you're not. You're not no supreme being. You're a regular person. You got to die like everybody else got to die. You think Michael Jackson was really rich, really powerful. But guess what, y'all? He died. So if Michael Jackson died, any other celebrity died, you're going to die. For you being, We all got to go through death because it was designed that way. That's why I say the crucifixion was the sign of death, that everybody has to go to the grave. The problem is, where do you go when you go to the grave? See, we forget that part because we're looking for cheap religion. We're looking for praise and worship. We're looking for praise dancing. That's not real. That's just a dressed up form of religion. So we got to get down to the fact that true religion is ugly. It's brutal. We want the sugary side effect of life. We want a feel-good experience when we go to church. There is no such thing as a feel-good experience. You think the crucifixion was a feel-good experience? So why are you looking for a feel-good experience when Christ, God forbidden son, got crucified? He got hung. They give him vinegar instead of water. They put thorns on his head. They pierced his side. 3 days later, then he rise. That's love. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung them high. They stretched them wide. They pierced his side. That's love. 3 days later, did he rise? That's love. That's love. So people, get it in your head that we all in a trap. And our greatest enemy been on the job for thousands of years. He just didn't start it yesterday on the job. God and the devil been battling since the beginning of time, through time, in the spiritual world as well as the physical world. So get it through your head that you are no better, you are no greater, you are nothing. In the grand scheme of things, you are nothing. I'm not being negative because some people got this idea in their head that they are not, are bigger than the trap. If you say you're going to seek and devour and destroy whomever, whatever, what makes you so special? I want to know. Please tell me. What makes you so special that you won't have a hard time? You're going to have it easy. You're going to have a man in the shade. Stop lying to yourself. The crucifixion was a sign that even the Son had to die a horrible death. So you think your death's going to be much easier? You're not greater than Christ. Get it through your mind. You're not that great. You're not the forbidden son, the forgotten son. You're not on the right-hand side of God. You try to get to the kingdom. And the sad thing is, so many people try, but not many going to make it. That's true. There's going to be a lot of space in heaven. Really, it really is. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldnr112@gmail.com. Once again, if you want to be a guest, call in 946-915-9934. Once again, guest call in 646-915-9934. If you have any questions, email me at weldnr112@gmail.com. And sometimes your emotions can also be a trap. You have to look at it, is this an emotional thing, or is this a financial thing, or is this a spiritual thing? Because sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us, and we make foolish decisions. But that's life. We all make mistakes. But we can grow from the mistake. That's the part of life. No matter how badly people treat you, never drop down to their level. Just know you better and walk away. Once again, no matter how badly people treat you, never drop down to their level. Just know you're better and walk away. Remember, Jesus went to Calvary And sometimes the best thing to do is walk away. Sometimes you don't always got to get the last word. You know, I know. I got to get the last word. You know, I'm just being me. Sometimes staying out of a situation, just be quiet. Sometimes just shut up. Once again, please don't fall into the trap of selling drugs, gangs, or drugs and thinking that this is going to help heal my situation or make it better. No, it's just a quick fix. You have to have ownership to get ahead in this life. And once again, people email me at weldnr112@gmail.com. And remember this, the struggle is real. Life is real. Learn to love yourself first before you try to love somebody else. And always seek somebody that loves themselves first when you're looking for a relationship. Don't get into the idea of I'm a half and I'm looking for someone else to make me whole. No, you already have to be a whole person. There's so many people right now in the church depressed. Oh, no, I know I'm about to hit on the nerve. Depression is real, y'all. People are depressed about their finances, about their living situation. Some people think they can find somebody to get them out of the situation. No, there's no Superman. That's only fiction. But there is a God, though, and he's always on time with everything that you need. But sometimes he gives you what you need, but you just don't want it because, by the way, it don't look like you think it should look. So you just walk away from it because you're looking for something bigger and better and shiny. So you got to get to this thing. That's why God, Adam and Eve kicked out the Garden of Eden. They was looking for a shiny red apple. See, we've been taught since birth to like shiny things. Kids love shiny things. Kids love sugary desserts. They don't like real food. Even adults, we get caught up in the sugary feeling or feel good experience in a relationship. But you got to know one thing, there's blood. There got to be blood, sweat, and there got to be blood, sweat, and tears in any true relationship. Remember that. We celebrated Easter yesterday, and that's what it was about. Jesus giving up his physical body on earth to get his spiritual body in heaven. He made a sacrifice. And at the end of the day, if you're not willing to sacrifice, not willing to get nothing because you're just being lazy and comfortable, you don't want to give up that no good boyfriend that don't have a job, don't have nothing because it's comfortable. He's giving you good sex. So now you don't base your whole relationship off of sex, a feel-good sugar experience. You need to grow up and realize that there's more to life than just sex. Somebody making you feel good for the moment. True love hurts. True friendship hurts. Remember that. So many people get caught up in just the sex. Sex is overrated. We are in a sexually explicit society because sex feels good. You don't feel good. We don't like sex. But think about this. At the end of the day, do you want somebody to grow old with you or somebody that will grow tired of you? Be blessed. Thank you for listening to Food for the Soul. the thing that we spend all our life looking for is writing philosophy. And it's sad that we spent a whole lifetime looking for something that was already there. But anyway, I just want to drop that in. WELDONR112@gmail.com. Just call me at 646-1-8-2-4.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa que estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió. A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no. Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Yo ahí voy. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área.